international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone. And I especially hate that Zip bastard. I found out Jill wants to do him.
Huh. Ooh. Oh, so the NSA's let him hack into our damn show?
Uh-oh. He's in.
This is like Obama from years ago.
Kind of.
Oh, my God. I knew it, though. I mean, one comment I made two shows ago about her ditching that ugly dress, and suddenly I've replaced the second man bun. Uh-oh. Dougie Emhoff.
Iron
Trump. You know, thanks, Slim. Way to make sure I don't get an erection for a few days.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for March 7th,
2023.
The late great Barbara. She still had that pot smoking voice though at on the three thing. We shouldn't ask her to do those voiceovers, Slim.
You know, it is what it is.
Anyway. Hey, you know, you doing Hunter Biden?
Sort of.
That's a Hunter Biden impersonation there. Okay.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, not being able to take care of his woman isn't Joe's only problem. Obviously, he's got issues upstairs, and I think he finally owned up yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
We got
it. I had these terrible headaches. Was diagnosed with having anyway, they had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
Rick, can you believe he actually said that?
You guys don't have to write anything. He writes himself.
He does.
He kind of proves our point, doesn't he?
I mean, come on. Anytime
you're paddling upstream in a canoe and a wheel falls off, how many pancakes fit in a doghouse? None. Because ice cream doesn't have bones.
I mean,
except for his chocolate chip. He loves chocolate chip.
It's his
chip.
Own shit for us.
He does. It's but, great. You know, he may actually run again. Yeah, of course, from what we hear, he runs often and dribbles. So since we're big time now, we decided to hire an actor and recreate the morning situation at the White House residence. This is a recreation.
Yes.
This is not real, okay? This is a recreation of morning situation in the White House residence. The man is the lead Secret Service agent, and I think the Biden character is easy to spot. Go ahead.
Poop. I peed.
Wait, you didn't poop?
No, I peed.
You peed?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you pooped too.
I did poop. I peed.
Did you?
I did poop. I peed.
Are you funny?
I can't.
I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
It's
so funny. No, I'm trying so hard to not laugh. I'm crying. I'm funny. It's really funny. You're a funny guy.
It's so daddy.
No, it's.
Did you poop?
Did you poop?
Yeah. It's so daddy.
No, I'm very happy.
No.
I'm very happy. Here, look. Look, very happy. Did you poop?
No, I did poop. I peed.
You peed?
Yeah.
That was worth every penny.
Probably pretty close to accurate.
Yeah, that was worth every penny. Although I didn't even have to hire a writer for that one. That was easy.
It was.
Anyway, the poor old fraud fell up the steps in Alabama yesterday. But then again, it's got to be hard to walk with an empty head and a full diaper. Throws your balance off.
There you go. Wait, where's that? He's got the Chinese balloons. We don't need that. I thought he had the one. Just
but he actually fell up the steps for the third time.
Oh, again? I didn't see this one.
Yeah, it was. Oh, he just did like a face plant and caught himself. Yeah, that guy. That's with a full diaper. That's a full diaper pick right there. Anyway, hey, the lie of the month. We've got a lie of the month for you today. Here's the quote. The president remains fit for duty and fully executes all of his responsibilities without any exemptions or accommodations. White House physician Kevin O'Connor said that in a summary of the health exam of February 16th. Kevin O'Connor, our lying some bitch of the week. Dr. Kevin O'Connor.
Doctor.
Yeah, where'd he get his degree? Huh?
Cryojet box?
What?
Yeah, probably down in Grenada. Remember Grenada? Slim, you're young. But remember Grenada, Reagan was president? They had that medical school there where kids that couldn't get into real medical schools went down there to get medical degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Cubans came in and Reagan sent the Marines. Fucked them up.
I bet.
And rescued the students. Who still couldn't get into a real medical school, I'm sure. Anyway, I mean, aren't you all tired of these lies? I mean, inflation, crime, secret documents, Hunter's laptop, the rail disaster. It's every day, all day. You know, and will it stop? Hell no. It won't. They fear the loud orange man, and it looks like they got nothing on him. So the media will not suddenly revert to the truth. It will not happen, people. Just listen to the COVID things. The biggest lie in the history of the media. We got a tweet from our friend Cat Turd here we're going to put up. You know, we are right about everything. We are right about lab leak, natural immunity, masks, lockdowns, the vaccines, boosters, them faking the COVID numbers, which we've talked about before. It was really only about 6% died of COVID only. The deadly hospital protocol, ivermectin, which we're going to get to in a second, evil Dr. Fauci, the evil WHO, or Dr. Who, as I like to call them. And we were right about it being a worldwide power grab. Guess who was wrong about everything? Yes, the government. Trust the science. Trust the science. Yeah, Cat Turd. I don't know if Cat Turd is really who we all think it is. A lot of us think it's a certain actor that I'm not going to get into in case I'm wrong and we'll get sued. But if you're on Twitter, Cat Turd is somebody you should follow. But the lie gets worse once you really dig in. I mean, something the media refuses to do anymore. They don't dig into anything. They just go, what the Democrats put out about this? Okay, that's the news. That's what we're going to say. But we've got a transcript here. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from a news show. I think he's with Martha McCallum, I believe, or Shannon Bream, one of the evil women that's on Fox. His voice is very tough to understand due to his medical condition that he has. I don't know if you ever heard him talk, but it's rough. So I'm going to read it. But this is from Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., hardly a right winger. Here's something you probably didn't know. Tony Fauci's problem is this. There's a little known federal law that says you cannot give an emergency use authorization to a vaccine if there is any medication approved for any purpose that is shown effective against the target disease. So if Tony Fauci or anybody had admitted that hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin were effective against COVID, it would have been illegal for them to give the emergency use authorization for the vaccines, and they could have never gotten them approved, and a $200 billion enterprise would have collapsed, and Pfizer would have stopped paying Fauci his retirement money. Now, that is a little more than interesting, don't you think? I mean, we're talking about Fauci's ass right now, but go ahead.
I guess I just didn't realize it was this. This is a big deal. I didn't realize this at all. I mean, did this just come out? I mean,
I think it was on Sunday or Saturday or something. Friday's, maybe it was Friday. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a common sense Democrat. There are some. We talked about him last week. We had our Democrats of the week last week. And he is into this kind of stuff. This is the kind of stuff that he does. This is what he researches. This is what he runs his foundation on. And this ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, if you mentioned that shit, they shut us down on social media.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't say it at all.
So, you know, did Pfizer paid off Facebook, or did they pay off the FBI to threaten Facebook and Twitter and everything else? But, I mean, we didn't know this. And like Kennedy said, it's a little known law, but I guarantee you Fauci knew it.
Fauci knew everything.
I mean, why do they cut stuff? Oh, it's horrible. It'll kill you. It's horse tranquilizer. No, it's. But they wanted to rush the vaccine out, stick it in everybody's arm. And gee, isn't it amazing how fast Pfizer and what was the other one? Moderna. Had that shit ready. Trump said warp speed, which basically meant he was giving them money at warp speed.
Well, listen, if they were playing with any sort of virus anyways, they probably already had some sort of vaccine working at the same time. So
virus that we were paying for.
Correct. So, I mean, the vaccine, I don't want to say that tracked that. I mean, Trump did definitely pay, you know, he helped, but the vaccine was being created at the same time as the virus was being created. I mean, that's the way it works.
There's my shirt. You know what FUBAR means?
No, I do.
It's a military term. What's it mean, Rick?
Fucked up beyond all recognition.
Absolutely. I was using kind of describes what the hell's going on out there right now. It's just driving me crazy. So anyway, after all that seriousness, although we did give you some information you probably don't have, that was our Tucker Carlson part of the show. Now we're going back to our Tosh part of the show, because after that seriousness, it's certainly time for a musical interlude. And I do have one that actually fits the topic. So Slim, would you please take it away?
There was once a pup who came to stay when COVID kept us home all day. There was always someone there to play until the world reopened. Oh, where is my mum gone? There's no one here to give me fun. They'll never come back. What have I done? I'm alone and just not coping. It was maybe just 2 hours or more when I heard the sound of an opening door. I got so excited I peed on the floor, cause mum was back beside me. Please never leave again. I promise I'll always be your friend. I thought the world was about to end. So happy to have my mommy.
Oh, I love these little doggy reels and stuff. That was so cute.
I'm happy to have my mommy.
Anyway, you know, the whole switching topics from lies about COVID to the climate change mantra, that's just another way to control us. We know that. They know that. They know we know. But all the so-called solutions they offer, well, you know, they make life suck. You know, electronic vehicles mandated now in California. That's the biggest joke. If you want an electric car, fine, go get one. We'll just giggle at you in winter. And after 4 years when the Chinese batteries need replaced, well, what do we do, Rick? We'll laugh some more, right?
More laughing.
Yeah, I bought the $100,000 car. I've only had it 3.5 years, and I got to spend $50,000 more to replace the batteries. It ain't paid off. Oh, my God. I mean, that's, you know.
That one YouTuber blew his up.
Yeah.
A YouTuber blew his car up because he didn't want it?
No, because the batteries needed to replace.
And it was like $28,000 for the battery, so he took it out into the desert and they fucking blew it up. And I mean, they blew it up.
Wow. So anyway.
There's Mr. Beast.
They're more expensive to begin with anyway. But if you've got more lefty thoughts than you have money, maybe a Ford EV isn't the way to prove your devotion to the climate cult. Because Ford has ways of dealing with you. Yeah, there you go. Here's the headline of the article. If you miss your payments on Ford's latest self-driving car, then it will repossess itself and drive away without you.
Motherfucker.
You can't make this shit up. Ford's not taking any chances with owners missing car payments. The company is working on a system that prompts the vehicle to repossess itself. A newly awarded patent describes a car that's self-driving back to the showroom or a scrapyard if the owner doesn't answer messages about their delinquent account. If the car is like high mileage, the patent notes it would just drive itself to the scrapyard to be recycled. But before
that's pretty bad that it would know that. Just go scrap itself.
It's an electronic vehicle. It's hooked up to the satellites to drive you around. It's a self-driving car. They know everything you do, everywhere you go. Like, you know, my iPhone already knows. If I leave the house somewhere between 10 and 10:30 a.m., I get a notification on my phone telling me how long it will take in traffic to get to the casino. Because it knows if I leave the house at that time, that's usually where I'm going. You know, so that's just my phone in my pocket. This is a car. This is everything. But the before it gets to the grim point of repossessing itself, Ford will be nice enough to give you a little leeway. Here, the American car maker would start the process by disabling comfort features, playing noises inside the car, and limiting where the vehicle can drive. So I guess I couldn't go to the casino. Nothing. You can lose money and you owe us, bitch.
They shut that shit down.
We shut that down.
Could you imagine down there, down south, where like where you guys are, where right now it's 73 degrees, assholes. Yes. Could you imagine if they turned your climate control system all the way up, the heat as high as it could possibly go in your car, just to fuck with you? Or up here north where it's freezing, they just turn your air conditioner on
and you freeze.
That's actually kind of funny that I didn't read that part of the article that they go in and screw with your you know features of the car.
Yeah, or maybe you know loud noises, maybe like play techno pop. You know, like they know my age and they figure, oh, what will irritate him the most?
William Hung, she bangs.
Oh, see, I would sit there and I'd be sitting there.
Oh, yeah, that's.
I've still got that T-shirt. I should wear that T-shirt.
That'll be next week's T-shirt. We're not going idle
anymore, but I do have that T-shirt that says, "I am not a professional. I've already done my best." William Hung. It was a good one. That's an old T-shirt. I haven't worn it much. But anyway, when all else fails, Ford will activate the self-driving feature and the owner will have no choice but to give up the car. So you make an innocent mistake. You fail to put your new debit card on the payment plan. You forget a payment. And then one morning you go out to drive to work and your car is literally carjacking itself and driving away.
How do you call the police at that point?
If somebody took my car, who's taking it? I don't know.
The bank.
I don't know about you guys, but I will stick with the non-self-driving cars. You know, I've seen some of those accidents in Teslas, you know. Teslas got approval for self-driving cars all over the place. And there was two dudes going down a highway in California, just, you know, driving along, chilling. Well,
but isn't that the point?
And a truck came out in front of them and they T-boned it. They couldn't stop.
But correct me if I'm wrong, because this is, I never can afford one of these cars ever, but I would love to have one, because my understanding is that's what I'm supposed to be able to do is get into the car and tell it I want to go to this destination and be able to do that. Sit back and relax and do nothing. Isn't that supposed to be the point of this, or am I missing
it's
something?
It's supposed to be, but George Jetson America hasn't really happened yet. Remember the old cartoon?
Yeah, of course I do. I do.
Yeah, that was supposed
to. How are these?
George Jetson was supposed to have started like next year or last year. We ain't there yet.
But I still wouldn't trust it.
But statistically, though, do we have any statistics to show that these cars, these self-driven cars, are actually more prone to act on the paying attention to half the shit that we should be? I mean, is there statistics to show?
Have you seen the ad for the big SUV, Slim? I don't know if it's a Cadillac or whatever it is, but it's a big SUV. It might be the Chevy, but the people are going, they're doing the beats to the opening of the Queen song on their chest. Boom, boom.
Oh yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
While they're driving.
Yeah.
You know, hands-free. I think that's stupid. Now my Audi will do that. My Audi will drive itself. It's cameras and radar and everything knows where the lines are on the road. So, like, I can just stick a finger up there like that, and then it will turn itself on the curves, okay? But if I don't have enough pressure on the wheel with my fingers, I get a beep, 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 and a warning light.
Hands on wheel.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can't sit. You can't sit there and be reading a book like these guys in their Teslas can. You know, they can.
No, the bitch will be beeping at me all the time. I can't read.
I'm okay. Beeping. If the technology was worked, I'm okay with it, because that's kind of the point of the self-driving car, in my opinion, right. Is I should be able to get in the driving seat and be able to read my book while it's taking me to Myrtle Beach or.
Well, you know, I want wherever. My self-driving car like the Jetsons. I want it to lift up and fly me there.
Yeah, well, I'll never be that's able to afford one anyway. So anyways, right. Enough so about anyway, the car. But yeah, that's pretty funny. Well, hey, if Ford's doing it, guess who's going to be doing it tomorrow?
Chevy.
Elon.
Oh. No,
Elon, I'll do it with his Tesla.
They probably stole it from him. They steal everything else from him. Anyway, rugged individualism made this country. But now we've got weak men and women in charge, and they're ruining normalcy. Like the second gentleman, Dougie Emhoff, moaning about his toxic masculinity last week. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
It was an interview with, I think it was Muir from ABC or somebody. I mean, I could be wrong. Could have been CBS. But he's like, toxic masculinity, that's my cause. We need to stop that. You know? Dude, have you ever consummated your marriage? I mean, seriously? Anyway. You know, I mean, we don't need proof Doug Emhoff's a wimp. You know, I'm sure he's growing out his man bun right now. But the truth is, masculine men built America. Black men, white men, and Asian men. And women don't really like sissy types anyway. We have a reel here that Dougie Emhoff should watch. And quite frankly, I'm betting if Kamala watches this reel, she's probably going to get a little turned on. Go ahead.
Don't look now. Chuck Norris is right behind you. I heard superheroes read Chuck Norris comics.
I heard at night the boogeyman checks under the bed for Chuck.
I heard Chuck Norris's reflection won't even look him in the eye.
I heard when cops need cops, they call Chuck Norris.
I heard when Chuck gets in the water, sharks get out of the ocean.
I heard when Chuck Norris is hiking, grizzlies look out for him.
I heard Chuck Norris rides the motor without the cycle.
I heard Chuck Norris wears a hat to protect the sun.
I heard medicine takes Chuck Norris to feel better.
I heard what actually killed the dinosaurs was Chuck Norris.
I heard cats say they have Chuck-like reflexes. You think he still got it?
I bet you a buck he catches the salt shaker.
You're on.
Hey, Chuck!
You owe me a buck.
You can't always see what's coming.
That whole thing's worth it just for the ending. That was great. Oh my God. That's a rugged man there. It's a rugged individual. One of the best, Chuck Norris. Anyway, people complain that relationships are dead. We mentioned this on Valentine's Day. But I blame the victimhood society.
Look at me, I'm a victim. I'm a victim.
I mean, how can you have a real relationship when your own head is that messed up? You know, Slim, you've got a good marriage.
I do.
How long have you been married?
It'll be 20 years.
Oh, God, you beat either one of mine. But I've had 3 long-term relationships. And you have the right attitude. You have to have the right attitude to make anything last more than a little bit. So to help out, and especially for Rick, since the great unvaxxed Italian, yeah, there you go. Unvaxxed Italian stallion, we will offer this relationship tutorial. Rick, I want you to know this is true love.
Okay.
Golly. Really? Wow. Wow. That's as much of a fart that I could do in probably half a week. How can you hold that much in? Wow, babe, I'm proud of you. You are the man. Right here, babe. I'm not gonna... Oh my gosh.
He didn't run from the room. You know, you didn't see him spraying Febreze around or anything. He complimented his wife. He said, "That was a damn good one, hon." Awesome.
It was good.
There you go. There you go. That's love, buddy. Okay, well, Rick, when you find that, you got it made.
So I got to find a 40 girl.
Well.
Oh, no. You just got to be able to. That's just what you got to be able to. Yeah.
You got to be able to deal with the things that happen with a sense of humor, with love in your heart.
Yeah, she would have done that. And I would have gone, how about one of these?
Honk. Yeah, there you go.
How about some of this?
Ah. Yeah, do you remember when I was in that movie and I ripped one? Oh, that was a good one. It's higher in my SAG card. I'm sorry. Anyway, so with the bullshit that's going on right now, strong relationships can keep your head level and your emotions in check. And that's tougher and tougher every damn day. But as a single guy, I do not, nor will I ever, use dating apps. Rick, this is more advice.
I don't.
Okay, but I'm telling you, you're about to retire and you might be tempted. I'm going to tell you, they look like a grocery store full of goodies that you want.
Uh-huh. Nice pictures.
Yeah, but you got, that's what I mean. It's a grocery store full of goodies.
Yeah.
But this is 2023. We got social media, filters. Yeah. Manipulation of histories.
Yeah.
Lots of red flags out there. So, Rick, please listen.
Okay.
She may look hot.
Yeah.
She may promise you all that freaky stuff that gets your pulse racing.
Mm-hmm.
But, Rick, it might turn out like this.
Go way back up. Come here.
I am. I'm just trying to make sure nobody out here. Let me show you what the fuck I learned. Get acrobatic on your bitch.
Stop playing it. Come on.
That's why you know I can do this, did you?
I like that freaky shit.
What?
Hold up,
what?
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck, Evan? Well, get the fuck out of my
mouth. No, I'm serious.
I ate fish before I came over. Smell my hands, bitch. Do not do that.
Oh, shit. I ain't no fuck. You should have watched me. Come on.
Stupid.
I ate fish.
Yeah, that's right. That's
why. Smell my fingers.
Yeah, we just know where your fingers were. Come on. So there you go. That's the freaky shit. You gotta watch out for that. I mean, I realize this is not a week this week in misogyny segment, people. Okay, we at Off the Hook Radio 2.0 try to help everyone. even if your cooter smells. We're going to try to help. And by the way, it's still winter up north. Ha ha ha. But it is.
Don't make me.
No, I know.
No,
I've got a pro tip here for the ladies.
Oh, I like this. Is a good. This is, trust me. This is
a pro tip. Okay. So if you're picking a man up in your car, okay, you know, your brother, your uncle, your son, your grandfather, the guy you work with, whatever, or you're picking up your man, the one you go to bed with at night, and you are not fresh.
No. Wait. If you're picking up anybody, it really should be. If you're picking up
a man, but
it should be anybody. But
fair point. Go ahead. Fair point.
Sorry.
But if you're not fresh, do not turn on the seat warmers. I don't care how cold it is. Okay. He's going to get in and he's going to wonder why you went to the fish fry without him.
It's so bad.
You could come from Long John Silver's.
So bad.
I'm retired. This is all I got to do. So enjoy.
I never thought about them cooking that. Like, oh.
Oh.
We've got real advice, though. We got serious advice here. Well, almost.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be wedding season soon. Okay. Weddings April, June, April, May, June, July.
That's wedding season. Don't do it.
And while there's way less weddings, there's way less weddings than there used to be because of the
people's
the man bun crowd in our younger group here. It is likely that you single ladies will get invited to at least one wedding this season. So we at Authentic Radio are sparing no expense. We've brought in a professional to help you out. This is Broadway Barbara with advice. Please pay attention, ladies.
Welcome to tape 7 of my instructional series, Broadway Barbara's Dance for Your Life. You've been invited to a social gathering, but you're rolling solo. Now you can embrace your singlehood with my patented dance steps. You're dateless to your cousin Hannah's nuptials. Dance like no one's watching with a move I call the Don't Mind Me. Or recall those adolescent years of self-discovery and make your dance partner any furniture that isn't nailed down with Rutten and Button. Show everyone you're not afraid to dance alone or to multitask with Just Here for the Coconut Shrimp. Add an aura of mystery to your solitary appearance with a move called Blair Witchin' It. Find out who's stepping up to you or to the streets with Cut Off by the Waistband. If you're single and looking to mingle, you can telegraph your carnal intentions with a subtle dance step I call Open for Business. And if your caboose is what's driving the train, try this wedding reception variation, the chocolate fountain. Then segue seamlessly into the off-brand Swiffer and bring it all home with What's Peppening. Remember, just because you don't have any love in your life doesn't mean you can't cut a rug. Because friends, the true key to happiness is to...
Thank you. Thank you for it.
True key to happiness is...
Yeah,
I guess we didn't pay Barbara enough to get the last little bit in there. But you know, open for business.
No, that part and open.
I like the little hip hop move on the floor called. This is called the "You've Been Cut Off." Because by the time they're doing that, they should be right. Slim, you play weddings all the time, right?
I do weddings more, but yes, I've done probably 500 weddings, yes.
Okay, so there's always a lady like that at every wedding, isn't there?
There's more than one. There's a whole entourage of people that you can expect at every wedding. Trust me, there's the grandma. Just trust me. You can all, and when you walk in the door, you can always point them out. That's the groomsman you don't want to fuck with. That's the bridesmaid that's going to be trashed and going to, you know, and be puking in the bathroom. You know, it's just so easy. But anyways,
in other words, that's a bridesmaid that you got to lay early.
Yeah. Yes.
Because
yes.
Later, yes. Yeah. Okay. Later, it's going to be bad. All right. So anyway, after Broadway Barb, it's me. I'm trying to get serious. Okay.
Well, it's kind of hard to get serious after that.
Yeah, after the open for business, I'm like, oh my. Anyway, we have to admit the Democrat policies are a failure. There's no amount of media propaganda and rehabilitation attempts, like with Butt Fudge right now. No, he's not the worst transportation. Yeah, he is. None of that can change reality. The only people who benefit from this kind of thinking are the lunatics who hate normal and hate moral. Normal and moral people in that party, and there are plenty, they need to stop being scared. The rest of us had best not accept any more of this shit either with an OL. It's just the way it is. He who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice. And if you can live amid injustice without anger, you are immoral as well as unjust. That was a quote from Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas, huh? The January 6th tapes, they're coming out. We got a picture of that, Slim?
Oh, yeah, we do have a picture of that. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. January 6th tapes. I love that meme. Tucker's grinning. Tucker's got the info. But while the depth of the media and government culpability is still being assessed, I can give you this thought. You can take it down. So.
All right. I was going to. I was just giving it another.
That's
second.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I just think this whole thing was orchestrated because they knew they cheated Trump, and this was an effort to discredit and change him, or charge him, rather, to prevent retribution in 2024. Now, at CPAC the other day, Trump said he will be our retribution. And after the North Carolina folks were murdered in Mexico at a cartel checkpoint over the weekend, I don't care if it's Trump or DeSantis, both have the will and the cojones to take the fight right to those bastards and to China too. Favored nation status has got to go. But it won't while the current big fraud and his family is owned by them. So people keep fighting at school boards. Fight for your kids. When you hear crap in the news, write a letter to the editor. Call into the radio show. Argue against corrupt media. Get the facts. Use the facts. I know most of you want to avoid confrontation. I know how most people are like that. I have friends like that everywhere that, you know, man, I want to get involved. But if you know the truth and you can speak it, you're saving America. And God bless you. My monologue of the week. People who've just tuned in for the first time don't get it. I mean, look, you can tell by my background, we're not fans of the current administration. But, you know, those of you who don't know, I wasn't a fan of Donald J. Trump in 2015 either. I just thought he's too loud, too obnoxious, and he still is all those things. But I'll tell you what. Until he started getting lied to by Fauci, he was doing a hell of a good job, wasn't he? You know, I admitted it. I went back on it. Now, I think DeSantis could do just as good a job. Retribution is a tough way to run a campaign, and I hope he does better than that. And I heard a guy from the Wall Street Journal this afternoon say that DeSantis is going to have to come out at some point and say the 2020 election wasn't fixed and something else. No, DeSantis is not going to say that. Number one, he's going to piss off 30% of the electorate who, like me, think it was stolen. But number two, DeSantis is way smarter than you are, buddy. He's not going to go out and alienate one third of the base to win the election. Once he gets a nomination, he might poo-poo it a little bit, you know, give some lip service to it and stuff. But those of you who aren't in Florida and don't know what DeSantis does, his State of the State speech is online. He gave it today. Spend 15 minutes and watch that, okay? And you'll be like me. You'll be like, I don't give a shit. Just put one of them in there and straighten all this crap out. Because that's what we need. Speaking of stupid, we've got our stupid criminal of the week. And he's from Maryland.
Oh, Florida gets a break.
Yeah, and guess what, though? Guess what, Rick?
What?
He's a Democratic politician.
Oh, surprising. Not.
Not really, right?
And not.
And he recently visited the White House to meet with the serial daughter shower buddy, China Joe Biden.
Ah.
And for those of you who don't remember, I remember everything, okay? Read his daughter's diary. It's out there. He's a sick fuck. We got a mugshot of this asshole, don't we?
We do.
There he is. Maryland mayor, who recently visited the White House, busted on child porn charges. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was there for a President Biden bill signing. Was busted last Thursday on dozens of child porn counts. His name is Patrick Wohan, mayor of College Park, Maryland, where the University of Maryland is. Since 2015, so 8 years is more than enough. He abruptly resigned his post just hours before he was taken into custody on charges that he possessed and passed around suspected child pornography on social media. So this guy wasn't just a pervert. He had friends that were perverts. Hmm. This is probably one of the few people who regret Jeffrey Epstein's death. The images and videos were allegedly uploaded in January with the Prince George's County Police Department determining the social media account belonged to the 47-year-old Democrat. Roughly more than 2 months before his arrest, Wohan and his husband, oh, so it's not only child porn, it's really sick child porn, were at the White House to celebrate Biden's signing of the Respect for Marriage Act on the South Lawn. I say you can't make this shit up.
You really can't.
Oh, my God. He's just sick. The investigation was jump-started after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children notified county police of the suspicious social media account. He served on the city council in 07, resigned effective immediately his mayor's job. Wednesday night, he knew he was getting arrested. Apparently, the lawyers told him. In his letter, he said he cooperated fully with law enforcement. Yeah, well, they caught you, asshole. You don't have much choice, do you? I hate that. I'm cooperating fully with law enforcement. Yeah, because...
It's just so they can get a lighter sentence because they know they're fucked.
But he's dead to rights. Mm-hmm. 40 counts possession of child exploitive material and 16 counts of distribution of said child exploitive material.
Bubba's going to have a field day with him.
Yeah. Now here's how fucked up college cities are in this country. The city of College Park, in announcing Wohan's resignation, thanked him for his years of dedicated service.
I actually just hit me.
Yeah, I just that's yeah, I can't say anything after that. These are the sick fucks that we're dealing with out there.
Dedicated service.
Yeah. I think he liked getting serviced. We've got I didn't put my Pete Buttfudge meme up for my meme of the week, though, did I?
Oh, you
I sent it to you.
I don't. Oh, you know what? I might actually have it in here, though. Do you want me to?
Yeah, it kind of ties into the stupid criminal story. If you could pop it up quick.
Did I? No, I don't. For some reason, I didn't grab it.
You didn't grab because... it. I sent it to your phone. Because I knew if I put it on Facebook, they'd suspend me again. I've got like 8 hours left.
Oh, yeah. Wait, this, hold on. Yeah, I got it. Hold on. Is that this one? No, it's not.
No, that's.
That was your meme of the week. No, I don't. I actually don't. I do not have it on here. I forgot. One. I'm sorry.
It's this one. It's it's butt fudge looking at the camera.
Oh, you know why I didn't go ahead.
I'm an expert on transportation. I've been rear-ended more times than I can remember.
When you sent it to my phone, you said for your page. So I thought it was just for
For your page.
But I didn't mean that.
So you can get in trouble.
Not put me. It on your page. You can go to jail.
Yeah, I'm looking at my page right now. And guess what? Our show is actually playing on my page. I got out of Facebook jail just an hour before the show started.
Mm.
I got a 29-day suspension on February 2nd. Okay? So this is March 7th. Shouldn't it have been up 4 days ago?
You would think, but Facebook's shit.
I got 33 days. Well, that's okay. They gave me a month suspension on my ZipDip blog page like 2 years ago, and it lasted like 14 months.
Wow.
So, yeah. Well, they really hate me. Like Biden.
I had a 365-day Facebook jail. It was Snoop or the Peanuts thing. Remember the
oh yeah yeah, tough, yeah.
The glory hole Peanuts cartoon.
I got 65
days because it was called minor sexual exploitation. So I got exactly a 1 year suspended or Facebook.
Wow.
I was deprioritized in the search. Everything. I mean, all my posts, I couldn't get like five people to see my posts for an entire year because of one meme.
Why does Biden hate me again?
Why does Biden hate you?
And I especially hate that Zip bastard. I found out Jill wants to do him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, why don't you do Jill? At least she's of age. You know, they give him the stimulus shot so he can go out there and speak for 45 minutes or an hour. Why don't they just shoot it right into his old wrinkled up peener?
Come on, man.
Give Joe a little bit. Maybe she'll stop being so cranky and wearing those ugly dresses. Whoa. Anyway. Oh, so, hey, next up, we got one of you guys' favorite segments of the show.
Uh-oh, what's that?
This Week in Pronouns.
Yay.
These are the people that the left and the media think matter. And they don't. They just need help. Check this.
I'm glad you asked. Let's talk about it. So trigender and the way you identify in it can be very heavily based on your culture and your cultural background. For example, I know in Hawaiian culture, there are three genders. There's a third gender. I forget what it's called. I'm sorry. But if you happen to be Native Hawaiian, you could identify as that third gender and then man and woman. Or if you happen to be, you know, from Native Hawaiian background, and on the other side you have a different background that also has a third gender, you can identify as those two non-binary genders. And then take your pick if you want man or woman, or not even another non-binary gender. But all in all, it comes from your cultural background. So for me, I come from a very heavy Dutch background and American background, so for me, it's more based on if there's man on one side, woman on the other, and non-binary is somewhere in the middle, and then I take up that whole area, the whole bar there. And I know for a lot of people, non-binary is a completely separate spectrum, and that's just not my experience, but I still think that that's a valid experience to have. It all depends on your experiences and your personal history, you know? I hope this answers your question. Let me know if you have any more questions, and I'd be happy to answer them. Oh, I think I forgot to mention, for those of you who are newer here or just don't know, I identify as trigender. This is my trans identity, and I am a man, a woman, and non-binary. So, you know, take that bar again, man, woman, non-binary. I just take up the whole bar. And it's different from gender fluid because the gender identity never changes or shifts where one gender identity is stronger than the other or anything like that, you know? I'm very happy to talk about this stuff, so please don't feel like any of your questions are too weird or anything like that for me. But of course, do try to phrase them in the politest way you can. All right, with that, I will see you soon. Bye.
No, you won't.
I have one question. I have no idea what she just said.
I have a question for you guys about that.
Here's my answer to it without even asking it.
Oh, well, that's one way to get through it. But
I don't know what
I mean,
more distracting, what she was saying with the middle of her lips with the different color.
Well, she kept saying, you know, I take up this. See, and she didn't look real fat from the waist up because she pulled back. I mean, maybe she's got a huge ass. That's why she takes up all that room, you know. And the other, my other question I wrote down while she's doing it, that third native Hawaiian.
We just
Hawaiian
lost.
Gender. What is that like that to lay across my big beach? I mean, come on. Trigender. Well, it's different. It's different than gender fluid because I never change.
We have a new one each week. You know that. That's just that. And it's going to continue. But the streak.
My point
continue.
At the beginning is okay. The media and the left think these people matter, and they don't. Whoa. They just need help. You know, they demand that we respect this bullshit. And I'm sorry, but I'm never going to respect bullshit. Okay. If you want to fuck whoever you want to fuck, I don't care. I don't see why gay people put up with this shit.
We just all died.
Why?
Oh, no, there you are. I didn't hear you say anything. You just kind of, your internet keeps freezing up.
I'm sorry. I don't understand why gay people put up with this stuff. I really don't. You know, this is like the opposite of gay rights. You know, gay men like men, fine. Gay women like women, fine. There are bisexual people who like both, fine. Then they just made up all this other crap that takes away from it. You know, it doesn't make sense. And if you sit there and pretend it makes sense, you're part of the freaking problem.
Well, this is just a way so that we can make sure everybody feels included and nobody's, left discriminated against.
They're not being discriminated against. They're being laughed at and mocked and ridiculed because they deserve it. Fuck them. Or don't. Whichever their preference is. I don't care.
but part of the problem is these kids in the school that are doing this, the teachers can't say anything because if they do, they get in trouble. They get fired because they can't say a word. They just have to. If my daughter went to school tomorrow and identified as a non-binary cat or raccoon, the teacher's got to just deal with it and call her a non-binary raccoon. I mean, and they can't say anything. So, I mean, you know, they say that
that's because they've acquiesced to the insanity. And I'll just go back to what I said before in my little monologue. If you're not angry when there's just cause for anger, you're the one being immoral. And if you can live among injustice without anger, you're immoral and unjust. This is not just. This is just weird. That's what just it is. It's weird. Anyway, I got to blame parents. I mean, I know many teachers agree with this crap, or at least are too scared to disagree, like Slim just said. And some teachers even push it, you know. You get out of college with your green hair and your four nose rings and three lip piercings and, you know.
Hi, kiddies, I'm them.
Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a bunch of six-year-olds going. They don't give a shit. Well, some of them do, and that's another parent problem. You gotta cure them of that before they go to school. But anyway, if parents didn't let the children get out of hand, that could help. I mean, kids are going to play with you anyway. Kids are a lot smarter than they let on. They'll play with you. We've got an example of this, but the example also shows how to handle it. You know, maybe if we had a little more of this kind of love, he, she, it, wouldn't have been so damn confused. Here's a kid trying to get away with her crap.
On yourself.
Beautiful.
Girl.
Huh?
Huh?
Listen. Huh? Did you pee in that pull-up? Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, you're not listening to me? Oh, really?
No, wait.
Wait. Listen. Did you pee-pee in that pull-up? Listen. Did you... Okay. Listen here. Did you pee in that pull-up?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all you had to say in the first place. Get your...
Well, she understood that, huh?
The spatula comes out, and all of a sudden, she speaks English.
She sure did. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, come on. Is there any among the three of us who hasn't had their ass whooped when they were a kid?
I had that wooden spoon. I hated that wooden spoon. It was grandma with the wooden spoon.
Yep.
I didn't think so. Your dad used a wooden spoon?
No, nah, not my dad, my grandmother. When she was cooking Sunday spaghetti and meatballs like every freaking Sunday, she would fry the meatballs first before she would dump them in the sauce.
Right. And you're supposed to.
Yeah. Well, after they, I know people who actually don't, and I'm not going to get into that.
Well, we don't want to deal with the non-Italians on this issue.
Be a pan of everybody.
Yeah.
So after
the Tonys.
Yeah. After she fried the meatballs, she would put them in the plate, and they were just sitting there. And she had the wooden spoon doing the spaghetti sauce. And of course, I'm going through and you smell those fried meatballs. Go in there and grab a meatball, spoon, bang, leave those alone. I hated the wooden spoon.
What'd your dad hit you with?
My dad didn't have he had glasses. He would just give me the look. He liked this. And that's all. Oh,
well, yeah. He
looked like that.
You knew what he did for a living, so you weren't really going to fuck with him. So, yeah, that's true.
No. It's like, mom was just yelling.
They wouldn't have to dig. They wouldn't have to dig that big a hole to bury you. You were still a kid.
You know? No. Get the belt. The belt that she would have. Even if you just undo the belt, it was done. It was over.
Yeah. Slim. What'd you get your bony ass hit with?
Oh, we definitely got the wooden and the metal spoon because my brother used to he'd grab the wooden one out of her hand and break it, snap it. So she got the metal spoon and started using that. So yeah, the metal spoon. And my dad he was always my mom. She'd whack us with the spoon. And the Christmas story where Ralphie, eats the bar of soap, that was my mom too. She'd make us sit in the bathroom with the bar of soap in her mouth.
Not even.
I always felt bad for my dad though. Because, mom would be the one who would say, we're in trouble. Wait till your dad gets home. And then poor dad would get home, and he'd have to do the punishment. And he didn't want to do the punishment. But, the belt would come off, and there'd be a couple of whacks given, and you'd pretend you're crying, and he'd go, okay, that's good. It wasn't too bad. I mean, when my dad was really mad at me, I would run to my room and I would stick a Mad magazine down the back of my shorts before he got there in case he really hit me hard that day, which most times he didn't.
My mom used to you get yelled at, you get hit, and mom was like, mom used to hit everybody in syllables. So it would be like, how many times have I told you? And I would be hysterical laughing.
That shit is funny.
That's true. And I told you to stop. I used to be hysterical laughing. That's it. I'm going to tell your father. Immediately stop laughing.
You knew when every hit was coming.
Yeah, you knew exactly. Ma, how long is this sentence going to be?
Oh, the worst part is if you start wiggling your ass back and forth in time to it. Then they go, well, this really isn't hurting you. And then I made that mistake once. Once. Anyway, I think sometimes tough love is a cure. Maybe this idiot in Brazil who was our stupid criminal runner up this week, but I thought I'd throw him in anyway because, Slim found this article and I thought I got to use this somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy might not go around dressed like this trying to pick up women. Slim, you got his picture, right?
I sure do.
Oh, that, ew.
Man dresses 7-foot penis is arrested for harassing women. Oh, I'm shocked. Yeah, it was carnival time down there in Rio. And this dude dressed up as a giant penis and ran around bumping into women in the parade. Like, hey, baby, you want to come back?
That was his problem. If he had been bumping into women in the parade, I don't think they'd have bothered him. I mean, he's just a giant penis. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, I've heard of guys asking women if they'll, you know, suck his
balls. Want to suck my costume?
Balls. But, you know, this guy said, hey, you want to sit on him? I mean, come on, look at this. Looks like a goddamn couch cushion. 7-foot of penis. And you see the picture? Look at the cop.
He don't want to touch the suit.
Oh, no. He's only touching the arms.
That's it. I'm not touching.
You don't know where that penis has been.
No.
That penis could have been anywhere, man. Oh, shit. And look at the color of it. I think this guy needs a couple of shots. I don't know. Anyway, officers seized. Oh, no. This went to a different story. Officers seized this idiot, and he was arrested. The giant phallus was arrested for acting suspiciously. Yeah, he's wearing a giant penis costume. That's it's not acting normal, so I guess that charge works. But again, you don't know where that costume's been. Can't be too safe. And I mean, you can't even put a Magnum on that. They don't make condoms big enough for that.
Saran wrap?
I don't know. Slim's the only one who needs Magnum.
I've got the industrial roll Saran wrap at work. That we could use that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we just
pallet wrap.
I'm sorry, audience, but we're sick bastards, and we just had to show you that.
One more time, Facebook just totally censored our. Oh no, this showed up as a headline in the headline.
Yeah, this is a news. This is a news story. It's real news. We didn't make it up.
It's true.
I don't know. Anyway, we got memes of the week. Slim, what do you got?
Oh, we do. Who wants to go first this week? Does it matter?
You're in charge. You decide.
All right, let's go with you. You're first this week, then.
Is a picture of my son. That's definitely my boy. That's Robert Allen right there. Anyone, missing a child in an orange coat? Come to the lingerie department. Your child is hungry.
Mm-hmm. This is when you got thrown out.
That's my boy.
Yes, it is.
Right there.
All right. Rick, well, you're up next.
Yeah. I chose this for. It's an animal. I like the animal memes. I love the face at the end. What does a house wear? And I the first time I read it was like, a dress. I go, what do you mean? Houses. And then I went, oh, a dress. And then I got it. And then he did the face. I love the face.
Oh, what are your gay house?
That's not a. No, is it?
Or well, transgender house.
Or it could be a female house. How do you know?
Well,
because it could be because it's always getting nailed. All right. It wasn't great, but it was quick. You gotta give me extra bonus points for being quick.
We all said so. Yeah. All right. So mine's
she didn't give me any bonus points for being quick. Go ahead. So
that's all right. My meme actually it works out great because it's actually a true story. The National Park Service has, you know, bears are starting to come out of hibernation. Spring's right around the corner. And the National Park Service took to social media to remind you, if you come across a bear, to never push a slower friend down, even if you feel the friendship has run its course. So please don't push your slow friend down. National Park Service. In this state, this was on the news. This was not just on social media. They did news reports with this. This is really a true.
What true kind of hateful person would push a slower friend down? You're going to beat him anyway. The bear's going to get to him first.
don't push your slower friend down.
Yeah, that's like.
I'm looking at the comment. Murder. Thank you, Lacey. She liked my meme.
Oh, did she?
Well, that's because of the kind of dog.
There you go.
That's because of the
Lacey
kind of dog.
Liked it. It was
the animal. I like the animal memes. They're fun.
They are. Slim, you got something new, right?
Yeah, just something new. Everybody's on, you know, the big three, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twatter. You know, there's a couple other TikTok, this and that. But there's a – I still call it Twatter.
That's fine.
You called it Twatter for a while when you were hating it.
I call it Tweety.
Yeah, but there's a million other social media platforms out there. I'm going to give you guys one each week. Just, you know, if you're looking for somewhere else other than Facebook, Twitter, Instagram to go over and spread your roots, there's places to do it. So this week, it's Stay Plain. The name of it's pretty simple. It's just a simple, straightforward platform, just like Facebook, nothing different. You can sign up. There's people there, thousands of people. They've been around about a year. Sign up over there, stayplain.com. And, you know, like I said, every week I'll bring you a new one, but, there's
can
one that
do,
I'm
can
on.
Can we do the giant 7-foot penis story there?
Absolutely. I'm there. I'm on it. Our podcast will be there. So, but
okay, because I know you don't know where the giant penis has been, but it has been on Off the Hook Radio 2.0. So
it definitely has.
We'll have our shots before next week.
Yeah. All right. Don't forget to commercial for free music 24/7. Download the Zone Out Radio. It is in the Apple Store. It is in the Google Play Store. We don't broadcast there anymore, but you can download the app and still listen to commercial for music. And last commercial for us, subscribe on Rumble, subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss any of our live shows, and so you can watch all of the vidcasts in the archives. That's it. That's all I got.
I like to see broadcast. Man, it's fun. You ever watch women fishing? You know, they get the whole chest action there and a little buttocks going.
But what happens when you catch this?
Oh my God. It's a whopper. Throw it back. Put your back out reeling it in. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I know Lacey likes dogs. So that was good. Maybe she'll like the ending here.
Oh, good.
Because as usual, I want to end this show with the sweetest thing I saw all week. And this kind of ties in with sometimes kids won't listen, but you just can't get mad. Mm. Well, that's what this is. It's just a dog. So thanks for watching. Appreciate it. And good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Supposed to be in the pool, dude.
You can get in. Ladder's on the other side.
Did mommy say you can go in the pool?
Well, mommy, I just turned 4.
Come on, let's get out.
7 times 4?
Come on.
24?
Let's get out.
25?
Come on.
No.
You need to get out.
No. And Dad would let me play in the pool all day. You know, he'd probably get that ball right there, too.
I'm not getting your ball for you, no.
Mom.
Nope.
Doggone it.
Get out.
Oh, you just don't care, huh? You never cared about me. You've always just acted like you cared about me. All those times you told me you loved me. No.
Come on.
No.
I didn't say moonwalk away.
See you later. Because I'm bad.
Come on, let's get out.
No.
Come on.
Nope.
Get out.
I'm not getting out. You can either get in or go.